concentrated on orbital bone, and then light was assaulting his retinas, and he was lashing out with a sweeping right cross. Bedframe ringing from the glancing blow, Cade came to and yelped as the wave of pain transited his arm from knuckles to elbow. He tucked his fist against his heaving chest and concluded the haymaker had been intended for the thing from his nightmare. "You are having another bad one." Though his eyes were still adjusting to the dim environs, there was no mistaking whom the voice belonged to. Nor was there any way he could mistake the silhouette looming just out of arm's reach for anyone other than his diminutive 12-year-old, Raven.
"Thanks, Bird."
He paused and rubbed his eyes.
"But did you have to shake the bed to wake me?"
Raven gave him the look. Head tilting sideways, she said,
"Either that or a splash of cold water. You lashed out and hit the bed. Better the bed than me."
"Good thinking, sweetie."
He swung his legs over the bed rails and noticed Max. The brindle-colored Australian Shepherd was sitting on his haunches, nearly lost in shadow. Head cocked sideways, the dog's liquid eyes, one blue, one brown, were fixed intently on him. And though far from the noise a zombie fighting to breach a bifold door might make, the hollow thumping of the dog's leg hitting the plywood floor